Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet. Locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
Joe Rexroad from TheAthletic.com on the radio in the mornings on 102.5 The Game in Nashville. Joe, thank you for the time as always. And you wrote, I think, what we've thought the last couple of days as well about Josh Heupel, that this doesn't look like the time that he would leave for Oklahoma. I think there's several reasons there. And the focus is more likely to be recruiting. He picked up Christian Harrison yesterday as a commitment. But I'll let you keep going there in terms of your thoughts with the season closing out, Josh Heupel's mindset, and maybe what he needs to do next at Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, one interesting thing about it, it was kind of funny looking back on the Lane Kiffin search, because, you know, there's a parallel there. You got one good debut season, there's some excitement about the new coach, and then a job opens up. And at first, that's the thing with Lane Kiffin. At first, he was not near the top of USC's list. It's actually wild to look back at who was, Jeff Fisher and, Mike Bellotti and some of these names. But, eventually it got to him and we all know what happened. But, one huge difference, as I wrote about at The Athletic, was that USC job at the time was viewed as, are you sure you want this right now? Because huge sanctions were coming in down and did come down. Because of the Reggie Bush scandal. I mean, that's why the job opened. Pete Carroll bolted to the NFL, and he's still with Seattle now. And he has said, he wasn't going to leave. So, that job at the time, it was almost like, okay, who's going to be the sacrificial lamb to come in here with, 30 scholarship reduction? And, they didn't know that was a specific penalty, but, and deal with that. Turned out to be Lane Kiffin eventually. The Heupel, Oklahoma, to me, I think it would be pretty far down the list. Our Bruce Feldman does a coach, top candidates for every job. And my God, is that guy busy lately? Heupel wasn't even listed, but I do think he has to be on the list. So we'll see. I mean, I think things are going to happen pretty quickly here. They have to. If it ever got to that, then you get to the question of would Heupel even entertain that? I mean, look, in this sport, I mean, let's all agree with each other. Don't ever say never about anything. I mean, look at the crazy stuff that's going on right now. But,
yeah,
I mean, if I was a Vols fan right now, my concern level on Heupel Oklahoma would be about, 0.5%.
I do think Heupel should feel flattered that everybody – I mean, it shows that we like him here, right? people are happy. They want him to stay. I think you take solace in that.
Well, you're right, and I mean, think about that. Think about a year ago and less than a year ago when he was hired, imagining, one, that would even be discussed, and two, that Tennessee fans would be like, I don't think Tennessee fans are freaking out, but, some Tennessee fans are sure freaking out. I've seen some on my timeline freaking out. I mean, imagine that. That kind of speaks to, the impact that he made in his first year, no doubt about it.
Joe Rexroad is with us from TheAthletic.com. What about in terms of what Josh Heupel is trying to get done? Because, as you know, people like what's going on, but they want more in the future, probably the very near future. LSU and Florida are on the schedule next year with new coaches. Brian Kelly, of course, hired at LSU. So what's next? What do you see, and what does Josh Heupel now try to do to make that happen?
Well, so he's got the class. And you mentioned Christian Harrison, and so – look, class rankings, all that stuff, it doesn't mean what sometimes people think it means. I mean, there's certainly a correlation between star ratings and success. I mean, you have to have a certain talent level, and the evaluations of players are, as accurate as ever now. They're not 100%. I mean, there's so much that happens after a kid gets on campus that you can't account for. But, you'd like to see him get into the top 20, which I think is possible, based on, some of the prospects they're in on and reportedly, in decent shape with. And then obviously the portal is going to be, you're seeing even now, every day, you're seeing, big time once upon a time, big time recruits transferring from one Power Five school to another. I mean, the portal is going to have to be important for Tennessee. I think in particular, you look at some of their spots, you know, where they're losing veterans like the secondary. I mean, I think you're going to have to, you know, you don't want to be super young there. And that's one spot I look at. And then of course, with all that, I mean, the biggest question is number five coming back or not? And of course, for Josh Heupel, I mean, you have to let that play out. In the meantime, be ready if he isn't. And that makes it really interesting too. When I look at a Joe Milton, I know a lot of Tennessee fans who are completely out on Joe Milton, and I understand. But I also think, you know, you could potentially do worse. And I'm not ready to give up on Joe Milton being a good quarterback. So is he waiting to see what Five's going to do before he makes a move? I would imagine if he knew that Hooker was coming back, then Milton would probably be in the portal already.
Joe, when you're looking at the changing landscape of the SEC, Florida hiring Billy Napier, Brian Kelly now to LSU, still don't exactly know what's going on with the Auburn situation. Maybe it comes open, maybe it doesn't. But how do you see the landscape of the league changing, and how does that impact, especially the Billy Napier hire, how does that impact what Josh Heupel is wanting to do?
Yeah, you know, the Napier hire, I mean, it seems like a good hire. I mean, I think the big thing that is pretty consistent on him is people talk about him as a recruiter, as a relentless recruiter. And I think, you know, I think that's probably a place where Dan Mullen just, you know, didn't measure up. Not probably. I mean, he didn't. He wasn't getting the results you expect there. But it's still so hard. I mean, I have no idea what Billy Napier is going to do there. And this could be opportunity for Tennessee. As they transition. I mean, they've had a heck of a time. It's amazing. Florida's been able to, like, get to Atlanta a few times amid their own, really, spinning of tires since Urban Meyer left. I think that's opportunity. And then speaking of LSU, by the way, they've gone from, like, to me, they've gotten a better coach now, going from Ed Orgeron to Brian Kelly. They've gone from one of the easiest coaches to like to maybe the easiest coach to hate in all of college football at this point. I think Brian Kelly's got a strong case for that. So we'll see what it means for them on the field. I mean, look, if you can win a natty there with Coach O and Les Miles, you can probably win with Brian Kelly. But, of course, that's on the other side of the league. I mean, it's wild. You think about Texas and Oklahoma coming in and everything. It's going to be obviously as tough as ever and as unpredictable as ever. But if the playoff gets to 12, as I would vote for if I had a vote, you know, that also means like three and sometimes four SEC teams are going to be part of that. The entire focus of the sport is going to be on that. It already is. The entire focus of everyone is on who's the four teams. And that's something that, you know, like a Tennessee, you don't have to beat Georgia and win the East or whatever to get there. And that's, I think, something that should be exciting for fans of more programs.
Joe Rexro from The Athletic is with us. Will Georgia win the SEC championship on Saturday?
Boy, if they don't, we can shift all of our what's wrong with Harbaugh and land it right on Kirby Smart's head. I think they're going to win handily. And I know Alabama, I mean, I love their quarterback. I think he's the Heisman front runner because he actually, the offensive line, young receivers, I mean, he's really carried them and done some pretty spectacular things. But I mean, you look at what Auburn's defense did to them their last time out. What is Georgia's defense going to do to them? And I just don't trust Alabama's defense, even though I still think Georgia's offense is just a good offense, but their defense is one of the best we've seen. So, yeah, I think Georgia, I hope we get a good game. I don't know that we will.
Hey, last thing, we'll get you out of here. Sometimes we joke about bye weeks coming at a good time. This has to be a good time for the Tennessee Titans.
You know, they could use about four in a row. You know? So their choice. But, yeah, I mean, they've got so many. I mean, it's incredible. I've never seen a more injured team ever covering sports. And that's a long time, let me tell you. They need it badly. And then, you know, they come back from that and it's Jacksonville at home. But I'm not saying that's a bye, but it's a good, possibility for them to kind of ramp up from here, because they still, I mean, if they go 3-2 down the stretch, that guarantees the AFC South. If they go 4-1, I think they'll probably get the one seed in the AFC. So for as bad as it's been the last couple of weeks, there's still a lot to play for. And look, they go win it in L.A., and they have Julio Jones and A.J. Brown on the outside. They have Bud Dupree and David Long on defense. They had none of those four Sunday. So, those four guys coming back, you're a different team.
Go read Joe's work, theathletic.com, with a piece on Josh Heupel in Tennessee this week, Tennessee Vols, Tennessee Titans coverage, everything going on, plus on the radio in the morning on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joe, thank you for the time as always. We appreciate it, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right, folks. Thanks as always for having me. Appreciate it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.